This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. John, I heard a commercial for Mercedes-Benz on this broadcast a few minutes ago. And I like Mercedes. I like Mercedes, and I buy used Mercedes-Benz automobiles. And our son borrowed my 1996 E300 Mercedes diesel that I recently purchased for about $3,000. Actually, $3,000. And I asked him how it did. I worked on the engine. And he said, Dad, I got between 44 and 47 miles to the gallon. Now, this is not one of those half-size cars. This isn't like a third of a car or half a car or a smart car. This is a mid-size car, very heavy. And it's a 3-liter diesel, inline six-cylinder, 44 to 47 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's quite impressive, don't you think, John Reagan?
Sounds like something that they need to ban.
I agree. Okay, so slime. Slime is the topic that we're on right now, right?
I saw an article a couple of weeks ago about how if you wanted Elmer's glue, you might have a hard time finding it because it's being used to make slime. And, okay, what's the harm in that? And then I come across this article. There's a warning because this slime craze can cause eye injury and even fertility problems, because what they do is they mix borax with the glue, and if that gets into your eyes, it causes problems. But even worse than that, if you get a high enough level of the borax ingested, it affects fertility. So, kids are supposed to be supervised on this, but you may have teachers that aren't aware of the dangers and may not be monitoring as closely as they should, or the kids might want to try this at home without supervision, and it's one of those things that once the damage is done, it's done.
John, we used to wash clothes with borax. There used to be commercials for 20 Mule Team Borax on television in the 60s and 70s, right?
Yeah, well, like anything, a lot of things in normal usage, it's not a problem. There's lots of things that, if you get in your eyes, it's a bad thing. But I've even used borax because I don't have solid scientific evidence for this, but supposedly take like a pinch of borax, put it in a glass of water, and then drink that like on a daily basis. But that interferes with this nanotechnology that's being put into our bodies. And I did research that that small amount really has no toxic effect on a human body. But it's even like water. If you have too much water, it's in essence toxic because it flushes your electrolytes out and you can die from that. So while you can wash your clothes in and not have any ill effects, if you have you know, enough of this. It's a problem. And they were saying here is to bring the solution to 1 gram of borax for 20 milliliters of water. But again, if teachers aren't paying attention, don't know better, or kids are doing this at home, you know, they might not care about that recipe, and they just, you know, put more of the powder in.
Okay. On that same line of thinking, John, I was talking with one of our instructors on the phone yesterday, and he was asking me for some advice on how to repair a hole in sheetrock. And so he had a hole, and he was going to cut out the hole bigger and put a patch in it, a sheetrock patch. And I suggested that he wear a dust mask, a respirator, when he does it. And what I said was, the reason for that is we think that sheetrock is made out of gypsum, but a lot of sheetrock is now made out of fly ash. So they take these coal-fired electric generation plants, and the fly ash that's left after burning the coal is this white powdery substance, and they mix it with water, a little bit of glue, and they use that in place of gypsum. So now we have, you know, a waste product from coal between two pieces of paper that now looks like, acts like, and is sold as sheetrock, gypsum sheetrock. So the plan is, you know, try not to breathe that. So here we have, you know, dust of all kinds that we should be concerned with, even gypsum, or what looks like gypsum. And, you know, there are plenty of people who have been sawing with a circular saw or a jigsaw or saber saw and sawed through pressure-treated lumber and have given themselves cancer because they inhaled the dust particles of the wood that was treated with arsenic and other chemicals. So we need to be very careful with pretty much everything we do. And well, if you're going to wash, you know, wash clothes, wash things in the laundry tub, you might want to wear some protective gloves to keep whatever those chemicals are that you're using off your hands, because those chemicals can be absorbed through your skin and you can poison yourself.
Well, on the preparedness side of things, you know, we've talked about packaging food in 5-gallon buckets with diatomaceous earth, DE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, that, you know, takes care of the insect problem. If anything hatches, the DE will, you know, scratch them up and cause them to die. It's not something that you have to worry about ingesting because it's not toxic in that effect. But when you're packaging that food, one, you want to do it outside, and two, I'd probably want to wear a dampened bandana because, you know, when you're working with that, you know, it's a very light powder, will fly all over the place, and that's not something that you want getting inside your lungs.
Yeah, and you can get silicosis from airborne silica. And as a matter of fact, that diatomaceous earth is used in some swimming pool filtration systems. And I think the very finest filtration system for a swimming pool is the diatomaceous earth type. It filters the finest. And on the package, you know, you get this in a bag, and it can be 25 pounds or 50 pounds, and it'll say on there, don't breathe this. Don't breathe this. So whenever I used diatomaceous earth, I would make sure I knew which way the wind was blowing, and I would take a deep breath and hold my breath while I did it, and then as soon as I emptied the diatomaceous earth into the skimmer of the swimming pool, I would get out of there, and then I would breathe again, and that's what I would do. But I'm not saying that's the best approach. That's just I was so concerned about it because that dust gets in your lungs. And black lung disease, I'm sure you've all heard of that. That's what coal miners have been contracting for years and years and years by being in these dusty coal mines. What's next?
Well, you know, Vincent, facts don't matter.
That's another post you've got, yes. A link right on your website, thefinancialsavingunion.com. Facts don't matter.
We could probably spend a whole show on this. This talks about, you know, some experiments that were done before you end up getting confirmation bias. And it helps explain why we have such a hard time doing what we do, is because whatever gets put into your brain first tends to stick. And that's why under communism, they wanted to indoctrinate the kids early, because once you did that, very few of them could get out of that indoctrinated mindset.
Yeah, like the moon landing. Like the moon landing.
Unfortunately, here in America, they infiltrated education, and so, as much as we want to fight it, facts just plain don't matter. So it's a sad state of affairs, but I'm not saying give up, but unfortunately, we just can't expect to see a mass conversion like we would like to see.
Agreed. Agreed. This is an uphill battle. And I got a call from Werner Bach last night from New Brunswick, Canada. And we were talking about something akin to this. And I mentioned to Werner, he is adamant about, ringing the alarm and letting as many people know what's happening as possible. And I agree with him. And then I said, but comma, there's a price to pay for doing this. So if you ring the alarm, you become a target for ringing the alarm and waking people up. And you may be successful in waking some up, and you may not be successful, but there will be a price to pay for those who ring the alarm.
Yes, there is. And I know we're getting ready to come upon a break. Balanced budget. There's some talk about trying to get a balanced budget amendment passed, and that's one of the worst things that could happen, because we need to have spending cut, because if there's a balanced budget, then that just gives them a blank check to raise taxes, because as is, they would have to raise taxes by another $1 trillion a year just to balance what the current spending is. And that doesn't count, like we've talked about, Social Security and Medicare, where they'd need all the rest of your income just to keep things from getting worse.
But the term balanced budget sounds so good, John. It really does. It, honey, we balanced the budget. We're doing really well. Really? Well, you're absolutely right. We've got to get spending in check. So, how do we do that? Well, we get rid of half of our government. That'd be a good start. That'd be a really good start. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, John, we're back.
Well, they're at it again. They're we have a Democrat wanting to introduce a financial transaction tax. This version of it would only apply to stocks, bonds, and derivatives. There's the full-blown one that, if you trace it back to some PhD at a college in Wisconsin, that touts how if you tax all transactions that we can get rid of the income tax, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the problem is that when you put even a small tax on these transactions, it makes many of them unprofitable so that they wouldn't occur to begin with, and therefore all your tax revenue goes away. Not to mention, you know, in the form that's discussed, that's not in this bill, it would tax you basically for, you know, moving your money from one pocket to another. For example, from your checking account to your savings account, that would be taxed because it's financial transaction. And when you want to take money out of your savings account, that's another tax. It's just a insane idea. And if you look at the list of people that support it, you'll understand they're on the loony left side of things. But I wanted to just make you aware that they've not given up on it. They're trying again. I don't expect any progress with the current Congress that we have.
Well, I'm reading the press release from Representative Keith Ellison, Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. And it says here that America's working families need their country to invest in them again. Representative Ellison said the money raised from a wafer-thin tax on Wall Street's high-frequency trades could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to invest in our families, protect our environment, and increase opportunity for all Americans. If the United States joins the dozens of other nations already benefiting from a financial transaction tax, we can create millions of jobs while reducing dangerous market volatility. What a load that is. Create millions of jobs by stealing more money? Create millions of jobs. This guy's delusional.
Well, remember the lies.
This guy is just a common thief. It's an outrage.
It's no difference than when they were pushing the income tax amendment of the Constitution. You know, it was only a very small amount, like 1% or so of the income, and would only affect those rich people in the Northeast. And look at how that's ballooned in the 100 years since that happened. You know, the tax code is 7 times the size of the Bible, and it controls every aspect of our lives.
Yeah. 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 There's some, I probably shouldn't get into this. I was going to just mention that the government wants to know from farmers how many cows, sheep, hogs, rabbits, ducks, chickens, how many tractors, how many horsepower, how many farmhands, how many people live there. That's the agricultural census. Every 10 years, they want more and more and more information from us. And I think it's none of their business. So I'll leave it at that. But this financial tax is just one more thing. Is there anything that they haven't figured out how to tax? And Hillary Clinton said it pretty well. She said, if it moves, we tax it. If it doesn't move, we regulate it. I think those were her words, or something very close to that. And so I guess what this guy, Representative Keith Ellison, is saying is, well, there's movement of digits, so let's tax them. Hey, are you going to talk about beverage tax and how well that worked out?
Yeah, I do want to talk about pee power next.
Okay. Pee power, as in urine. The power of urine. Very interesting. And maybe there's some potential there. And then we'll talk about beverage tax and how well that worked out. We'll be right back. Captain John Reagan for this. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. Thank God,
you're... Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, we're going to be talking about how to make a cell, an electric cell, or combination of them with urine, John.
It actually goes beyond that, but yes, that's one of the components, urea. But to back up a bit, you know, we've been talking about graphene lately, and one of the uses for that is producing inexpensive solar panels that have nearly the same efficiency as those that use the, you know, expensive metals, you know, the platinum series metals. And that's just part of the equation, because when you have solar panels, the other side is batteries, because you have to be able to store it to be able to use it later. And when the sun goes down, you don't have solar panels producing power. And this appears to be a possible solution, and it comes out of Stanford. And the link goes directly to their website. And I've seen so many, you know, energy solutions in the past. And the problem is that what they're doing doesn't scale well. You can't just mass produce it. Or it uses some, exotic element that's in, short supply. But with the graphene, it's like we discussed, they can make that out of vegetable oil. So they grow soybeans and make oil out of it. And instead of doing the bad thing and putting it in a human body, you can make solar panels with it. And then this looks to be a battery that can be produced at low cost and has good performance. And as another side benefit, it's non-flammable. The batteries that we're looking at for today, made of lithium and cobalt, how often do we read about a phone or some other device catching fire because of the battery? So these batteries are made from aluminum, which is a very abundant element, graphite, and the electrolyte's main ingredient, urea. And while that is found in mammalian pea, it's also produced by the ton when fertilizers are made. So that byproduct can be taken, put into these batteries, and now you've got inexpensive batteries to go with inexpensive solar panels. It would bring the cost of electricity down quite a bit. It doesn't solve, all the problems of the world, but it looks like both of these technologies would be able to be done fairly easily with the current type of plants that we have now. And again, with products that are being produced now, no shortage of materials. It's like I say, it's very promising.
John, in elementary science class, I remember experimenting with voltaic cells, and that's an electrochemical cell that uses a chemical reaction to produce electrical energy. And I learned back in elementary school that you could take two dissimilar metals, two metals that are not the same, and put them in an electrolyte solution and generate electricity by doing that. So what do we talk about? You could use copper and zinc, you could use iron and, let's say, aluminum as the dissimilar metals, and you, for, as an electrolyte, you could use vinegar or lemon juice or even salt water. So an electrolyte, something that will carry electrical current as a liquid, and two dissimilar metals. As a matter of fact, class, if you take two dissimilar metals, and let's say you drive them into the ground, let's say 4 feet into the ground, and you separate them by, let's say, two rods, separate them by a foot. And if the ground is moist, you can put a millivolt meter across, or a voltmeter across those two rods, and you will find that they are generating electricity. And if you put enough rods in the ground, you can get enough electricity to almost permanently light LED lighting, small amount of LED lighting. And so how much maintenance is there? Well, you probably have to keep that area watered. Or if you're clever, you just put them in a ditch, just dig a little depression, maybe 20 feet long, put the rods parallel to each other, and then wire them in series, and you'll probably have enough electricity generated to light LED lighting, small amount of LED lighting. How long? Permanently. So just a thought, and I think we're onto something here, John. I really do. And our son wants to experiment with these, what we'll call them, earth batteries. And if you'd like, you can just go to YouTube class and type in earth battery and watch some of the videos. And you may want to dig up some or scrounge around and get some pipes that are of dissimilar metals and try experimenting with them and see if it works for you as it does for these YouTubers. Great point, John. Thank you.
Well, you might remember Philly instituted a soda tax, and
yeah.
I'm saying it's working. Sales are down 30 to 50%, and mm-hmm. You know they show a receipt here. A purchase that would have been $6.47 before the tax ballooned to $9.75, and people just aren't standing for it. And because of this big drop in beverage sales, there's now a whole lot of planning for layoffs. So had one of the city's largest distributors so that would cut 20% of its workforce in March. Owner of 6 ShopRite stores in Philly says he expects to get rid of 300 workers in the spring. His quote is, people are seeing sales declines larger than anything they've seen up to this point in the city.
And I'm looking at this receipt on ZeroHedge.com. You've linked to this on your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab. So I'm looking at this receipt on the Post, and it shows what it is. It's Propel water, berry flavor, it looks like, $5.99 on sale. The person saved a dollar by buying it at $5.99, I guess, instead of $6.99. The beverage tax was $3.04. The regular tax was added to that, $0.72. Total bill for $5.99 worth of Propel water, $9.75. It's just one more example of what your government can do to destroy commerce. Now, we're not even talking about soda, John. This is like a flavored water, right?
Right.
I mean, this doesn't carry all the sugar that this tax was aimed at. You know, the sugary beverage tax, right? It's not even soda. It's water, flavored water. Wow. What an outrage. What an outrage.
Yeah. You know, instead of reaping a lot of money from the soda tax, they're not only not reaping that, but they're losing, you know, income tax from people that used to have jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just one more example of how your government it makes so many bad decisions. Like 100% of them are bad. Okay.
So,
I was looking at a post on... Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I posted on the website about Sears. And Sears is... Customers are confused going into Sears stores because what they're seeing is, it looks like remodeling efforts with no inventory. Or shelves that are bare and thanking customers for their patronage. I mean, I'm talking bare. Sears, it looks like Sears is having a really, really tough time. Just one more indication of how bad things really, really are. Sears has no idea what they're doing. And since the late 70s, they've really lost their ways. They really have. They used to be where America shops. And it's very sad to me because one of my very first jobs in high school was an employee of Sears Automotive as a mechanic. It's just very sad to see. And then, you know, when you look at tools and you think, well, that's okay, I'll just buy Craftsman because it has a lifetime guarantee. Really? We don't know about the lifetime guarantee of Craftsman. We don't know if that's going to be honored or not when it appears that Stanley, the tool company, is buying the Craftsman brand. But we have no idea if they're going to honor the lifetime warranty or not. So what am I doing? I'm not buying any Craftsman. I'm not buying anything Craftsman. As a matter of fact, one of our instructors mentioned buying some Craftsman tools over the weekend, and I said, well, I'm not doing it because I don't know what the future holds for Craftsman. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not saying that they're bad tools. I'm just saying I don't know about the warranty, which was a big part of the Craftsman purchase. You'd say, well, if it breaks, I'll get a new one for free, lifetime. And that's what they used to do. And I don't know about now. I don't know. So, class, if you have any information about that, you know, in the next few days, if you'd like to call in, let us know what you found out by trying to get Craftsman to or Sears to honor the Craftsman warranty. I'd love to hear it. Back to you, John.
Well, assassination update, and a lot of this has been in the more mainstream news. Just want to make sure we touch on it here. The brother of the North Korean dictator was assassinated in an airport, and they determined that the substance used was VX nerve agent. So this is not something that's just an amateur type job. And two women came up to him and put this liquid on his face, and I haven't found how many minutes. Within a matter of minutes, he was dead. It's possible the girls didn't know what they were doing. They thought it was a prank. But the attack just took less than 2.5 seconds.
That's a really good warning for all of us, John. Very good point. VX nerve gas. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects?
These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Financial State of Union.com. We're at the news tab, John.
Well, Google listens and listens.
Oh, boy.
And listens.
And listens.
Oh. You know, people are using, you know, Google to search, and they're also using the voice activated part, and it does, it is quite convenient, especially if you're in your car. And you may have it set up to where you say, okay, Google, and then it picks up and takes care of your search. The thing is, in order for it to listen for the OK Google, it has to listen all the time. And it's recording basically everything you're saying, everywhere you're going. And this article gives you the links where you can go to see what they have. You can have a specific audio page. It also has a record of the locations you've been. And there's things you can do to, in theory, delete that. So if you're using Google that way, I recommend checking out this article.
John, what are your greatest concerns?
Well,
with this,
there's so many ways that this could be used against you. It's definitely being used to work with your shopping habits to try to get more money out of you.
Right.
But you know, Google is also trying to adjust the way you do other things, and that includes this prior election. You know, they talk about the so-called Russian influence. Well, you know, Google is trying to influence the election as well by what they display, and this is one of the ways that they know what's going on. They can identify trends. And this is in a way that's never been able to be done before in human history.
And so you're talking about recording everything that we say if we're willing to agree to use this technology. So how about these private conversations that young people have? You know, like we've talked about this before, the 11-year-old girl who hates her ex-boyfriend. And she hates him and wants to kill him. And then that gets permanently recorded. And ends up in court later on. You know, Susie, do you have an anger management problem? No. Have you ever wanted to kill anybody? No. Really, let me play this little recording that you made voluntarily. In your parents' automobile. I'm very concerned about that kind of thing, John. I don't even want to go out in public because of all of the cell phones that are potentially recording and videoing everything that goes on all around us. I just don't want to be part of it. I don't want to subject myself or our family to that. So what does that mean, John? It means disconnecting from a lot of potentially useful technology because it's being used against us.
But and don't it means, worry, they're going to be putting microphones in all the Internet of Everything devices. So your light bulbs, your toaster, your dishwasher, you know, everything that you're going to be buying will be listening in.
Yeah, so next time we say to our toaster, a little darker next time, please. That's what we're talking about, right? Or we're talking about booing when we were watching a sporting event on television, and now they know which team we like and which team we don't like because we're booing them. They even know which players we don't like if we participate in that, which I don't. I don't like it, John. I really don't. Is there a saving grace? Is there any way out of this other than just not participating? It's hard, right?
It's very difficult, and it's going to get worse.
John Regan, thank you so much for being with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Please click on the news tab.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.